Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf samachay. The Mishnah said, "K'maseu b'chol kach maseu b'Shabbos," that the way that they used to shecht the carbon Pesach and bring it was the same when Erev Pesach was on Shabbos as when Erev Pesach was on a weekday. Elo shekahanim medichim esazon shaloi b'tzayin chachomim. The Chachamim were not happy with the fact that they used to wash the floor of the Azara. So the Gemara here asks, Shalei B'Tzoyin Man, whose Rotzim were they going against? According to the Rabbanan, the most that they could have been over on was a Drabbanan, a Shavus, an Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, as the Gemara explains. However, Rabbi Lezer holds that it is a Dairaisa, so the Gemara says that it's going according to Rabbi Lezer. Shalei B'Tzoyin Rabbi Lezer. To illustrate this, the Gemara brings a brisa. The Tanya, Echad Acholev VaMechabetz VaMegabin Kugroigers, HaMechabet VaMerabetz VaRoida Chalois Dvash B'Shogig B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas Hizid B'Yomtif Loikes Arboim Divir Blezer. So Blezer holds that there's a Chiyuv Chatas or a Chiyuv Malkis if you do it on Yomtif, and that includes the case of Mechabet and Merabetz, which are methods of cleaning the floor. On the din that's brought in the brisa, that choylev has a shear of groigris, which means that a person who milks an animal is over when he does the shear of a groigeris, which is a large fig. Tosfos asks a stira from the Gemara in Shabbos. Over there, the Gemara is talking about meleches hoitzah, and it says that if a person is moitzi cholov kidei gemia, which is the amount that a person usually swallows at one time, he is chayiv achata. So you see that the shear is different. The Gemara over here says that the shear of cholov is a gregeris, and the Gemara over there says that the shear of hoitzah of cholov is kidei gemia. Tosfos adds, "V'shiyure Shabbos hein shoven l'chol amalachos hoitzah tchina uktzira." It's not as if you can give me an answer, says Tosfos, that over there we're talking about the shear of hoitzah, and Eina Chanami hoitzah has the shear of kedei gemia, but over here we're not talking about the malacha of hoitzah. We're talking about the malacha that a person's over when he milks the animal itself. So therefore, Tosfos has to explain to us that the shear is the same. Why does Tosfos bring these examples when he wants to explain to us that the shear of hoitzah is the same as it is in other malachas? Tosfos picks the examples of tchina and ktsira. He says, hoitzah, tchina, ktsira. They all have the same shear. The answer is, probably, that there's a Gemara in Shabbos, in Periklal Gadol, on Daf Ayin Aleph, that talks about ktsira and tchina, and says mefurish that the shear is a shear kigregeris. So we know that the shear of hoitzah is a gregeris, and we also know from that Gemara that ktsira and tchina, the shear is a gregeris, just like the shear hoitzah. So Tosfos says that because we see ktsira and tchina has the same shear as hoitzah, we can assume that all malachas have the same shear as hoitzah, and therefore, just like the Gemara says that kidei gemia is the shear for chalav legabe hoitzah, so too legabe milking the animal, the shear would be also kidei gemia. So Tosfos gives three terutzim. The first terutz Tosfos suggests is that stam choylev is kidei gemia. Really, if a person would milk an animal in order to have the milk, then that would be kidei gemia. The amount of cholov that it would have to take out of the animal is the amount of cholov that it's normal to swallow. However, if a person he milks the animal for the purpose of creating gvina to make cheese, then the shear is different. And Tosfos says that that shear would be kidei groigris, which is a smaller shear according to this tzad in Tosfos. And since the person went and was machshiv the cholov because he's using it for cheese, and the derech is to make cheese out of the smaller amount of cholov, it is therefore enough for him to be over if he's choylev kidei groigris. Tosfos then gives another suggestion. Maybe you'll tell me that really a shear kidei gemia is smaller than a shear of groigeris. So Tosfos says that if the shear of kidei gemia is indeed smaller, then we could say a different teretz, that the Gemara in Shabbos that says kidei gemia is talking about where the person explicitly said that he wants it l'shtia. And the stam choylev, a person who usually milks an animal, the stam das is for gvina, for cheese. When you're doing it for cheese, so then of course the shear is kidei gregeris. However, when a person is mefarish, he says, I want the milk for the purposes of drinking the milk, then it's a smaller shear because kidei gemia is the normal amount that a person is moitzi cholov if he wants to drink it. So those are two terutzim Tosfos gives in order to explain either way, whether the shir kedei gemia is smaller than the shir of a gregarious or the shir gregarious is smaller than shir kedei gemia. Thirdly, Tosfos suggests you could be mechalik between whether the chalav exists already or not. If the chalav is already here, somebody already milked the animals, you have a glass of milk, then the normal amount to be moitzi, which is a rabim, is kedei gmiya. However, in order to milk an animal, to do the maisa chaliva is something that a person does not do unless he has a greater shear, and a person doesn't go through the tircha of being choyliv an animal, milking an animal, unless he's going to take out the amount of a gregeris. Now, of course, the whole question of Tosfos is all built on the assumption that since we find le'inyan haitzah, that the shir is kedei gemiyah, that ought to be the shir also le'inyan chaliva. And as we mentioned, Tosfos builds this on the fact that we find that there are other malachis, like tzira and tchina, that the Gemara says, have a shir gregeris, which is the same shir as le'malachis haitzah. So too, when the Gemara tells us that there is a different shir haitzah for something like chalav, so it stands to reason that le'inyan other malachis, like chaliva, there's also a shir of kedei gemiyah. However, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, you'll see very clearly that there is no connection between the shir that we give legabi melechas haitzah and the shiurim that we give legabi other melechas. And therefore, the Rambam has a very simple answer to Tosfos' question. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about melechas haitzah. Melechas haitzah, there's halacha of chashivas. Whatever is a shir that's chashiv for the person, like kedei gemiyah, that's what you're chayav for. Masha'en kein, the melacha of chaliva is learned out from the rest of the malachas, and the shir is kegregeris. So there's no steer between our Gemara and the Gemara over there. The question, though, is, Tosfos is right, l'chayru, it says in the Gemara, in Klal Gadol, that Ktsira has a shir of gregeris, and so does Tchina, so you see that you learn them out from malachas Eitzah. And why is it that you would learn out malachas from malachas Eitzah, le'inyan, the shir of gregeris, but le'inyan, all of those shiurim that it says in Perek HaMoitzi Yayin, that are based on chashivas, why don't you learn those shiurim out to other malachas? So I think that the answer to this question is based on an idea that appears in the Pnei Yeshua in the beginning of Perek HaMoitzi Yayin, that I involve him in Shabbos. Over there, the Pnei Yeshua is trying to figure out why it is that all the shiurim that appear in the beginning of HaMoitzi Yayin are only negeya mashkin, liquids. That's where we find these halachas that if you take out a certain amount that is useful for any individual, then you're over the melechas haitzah. Masha'en kein, when it comes to solids, we don't find that. We only find the shiur of gregeris. And of course he says that there are plenty of oichlin that are useful in, for refuah, even if it's less than a gregeris. So why is it that you need dafka gregeris? So his answer over there is that the shir gregeris is a halach l'mash misinai. We know that Chazal were semichan on the pasuk eretz chita sa'ira gefen te'ena v'rimon, it says te'ena is le'inyan melecha Shabbos. That is a hilchsibli taima, he says, the gzeres akosiv, and it's something that's not negotiable. Masha'en kein, mashkin don't have that lochel mishvisina. Gregeris is a shir that's usually negeya solids. And mashkin was left up to Chazal to determine what the shir should be. Now, the assumption that he's making, that the shir gregeris is a halacha mishvis Sinai, and it's not built on a chashivas, it's only halacha, it's a hilchsabalei taima, that is really machlekes rishonim. The Rashbam and Bava Basra, Daf Nun Hamabez, says that the shir gregeris is malechs mechsheves asr toira, and it's only chashiv when it has the amount of a gregeris. There is a Rashba and Daf Tzadik Alf, Amid Aleph, in Shabbos as well, who holds that the shir gregeris is based on chashivas. However, Rabbi Nachum Zemba, in the Tzitzis Chaim, Simon Ches, Sivkot and Hay explains that there's a machlokes rishonim about this. The Ramban argues on the Rashba. And so the Pnei Yeshua's assumption obviously is like those rishonim that hold that the din of gregeris is a halacha l'mash v'sin hilchsabli taima, and it's not built on chashivas. Lufi this, we could say very simply, the shir gregeris is a hilchsabli taima, which is negea all malachas. We learn out all malachas Shabbos from that shir. And that's why Ktsira and Tchina have the shir gregeris. Masha'enkin, the Melechas Haitzah has its own halacha that whenever you find something that has a shir of chashivas, then you're over the Melechas Haitzah. The reason why we don't learn that out to other melachas could very well be because Haitzah is a melacha gerua. As Tosfos says in Shabbos Daf Beis Amid Aleph, it is something that you don't really accomplish something in the chayfetz. You just relocate it. So it's something that the relocation of the chayfetz is negeh the person. So the question is if the person is machshiv that relocation or not. So that depends on how much the person is machshiv it. However, shir. The rest of the malachis are accomplishments in the chayfetz. For that, the Torah gave you a shir. The shir is a shir kegregeris. Therefore, even if we find that the shir of haitzah, when you take out cholov, it's kedei gmiya, that's because the person is machshav that amount. Masha ein kein, when you're cholov, you're doing a different malacha, there we have a universal shir called gregeris. Of course, then we'll have to reject the second half of what the Pnei Yeshua says, because the first of all, the Pnei Yeshua is mechadish to us that the din of gregeris is a hilchsa b'litayma. And he tells us that legabe hitzah, we have shiurim that are built on chashivas. He himself is mechadish that the shir gregeris is only negeis solids. We find it over here by cholov when you're being cholov. So we're claiming that that is shaykh to the universal shear of gregeris. That means that even by liquids you have that universal shear. It's just that by haitzah they gave a special din called chashivas because haitzah is a malacha grua and they allowed it to be dependent on the person's chashivas, the person's interest in being moitzi mirishus lirishus. One of the things mentioned in the Braisa is, of course, mechabed v'amirabed. It's a person sweeps, it cleans the floor. According to Rebelezer, he gets malchus if it's on Yom Tif, if it's done on Shabbos, he's chayev chatas. The Chachamim hold that it's only a shvus. Toisvis asks that, obviously, this is not a psik reisha. Because if it was a psik reisha, he says, le'havashori Reb Shimon l'rabeitz l'chatchilu b'shili ha-matzniyah. The Gemara in Perek ha-matzniyah brings shitus Reb Shimon, who says that you're allowed to do merabeitz l'chatchilu. And if it's a psik reisha, that it's going to be mashva gumois, then you cannot do it on Shabbos according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that a psik reisha is usur. Since it's not a psik reisha, asks Toisvis, why does Reb Elezer hold your chayiv? It's a davar she'enu miskavin. Any davar she'enu miskavin that's not a psik reisha, you're not chayiv for. But tamei l'rid, im kein amai mechayiv Reb Elezer, kiven de yochal lias b'loy gumois. It's possible to clean or sweep the house without creating ashvuye gumas, which means to level out the floor, make sure that the gumas, that the little ditches that were created by people walking there, get smoothened out. Tosfos says you cannot say it's a doichik lomer de pligi yavi psik reisha eloi. So Tosfos answers v'nir l'ri de b'ha pligi. Der belezer savar stam mechaved omerabed miskaven lahashvez gumas. Reb Elezer's shita is that his kavana is to be mashva gumois, afal pi she'ein tzarech lahashviz gumois, mechayev. His kavana is to be mashva the gumois, even though he does not need it, mechayev l'Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's shita is that malacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa is chayev on Shabbos, and therefore this is a dover miskaven, and it's a malacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa at the same time. Meaning there are two halachas. There's one din called malacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa. Malacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa is when you do a pa'ula on Shabbos, such as digging out dirt from a pit, and you're tzorich, the reason why you need to do this ma'isa is because you need the dirt, not because you need the pit. Now the sheet of Reb Yehuda is that even though it's a malacha she'ein tzarich l'gufa, you're chayiv. We argue on Reb Yehuda and we hold that a malacha she'ein tzarich l'gufa is potter, except for the Rambam who passes like Reb Yehuda. I'll call upon him, that's malacha she'ein tzarich l'gufa. Dover she'ein miskaven is the example is where a person drags a bench across the dirt and his kavana is not to dig a chritz. If he digs a chritz, if it's not a psik reisha, if it's not vada going to happen, then it's called davar she'ein miskaven because he didn't even have the intention to do the act of digging. He was just looking to move a bench. A davar she'ein miskaven, l'Reb Shimon, is mutter. Not only is it putter, it's mutter. Now, Toisvis seems to be saying over here that this is a davar ha-miskaven. It's not a davar she'ein miskaven because then it would be, if you sure cannot be mechai of him, according to Belezer. And the Toisvis says that it's called miskaven because his kavana, when sweeping the house that has a dirt floor, the person's kavana is to deposit dirt into the holes, into the places that are not level. That's called miskaven. Toisvis, however, adds that even though he was miskaven to do the act of depositing dirt in those places, nevertheless, he has no tzorich. He's not interested in the ashvuye gumois. He's not interested in the leveling out the floor per se. Therefore, Toisvis says it's only chayv according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's mashba that if you argue on Rabbi Yehuda and you hold Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is potter, then you would be potter even though he was miskaven lashvuye gumas. Rabbi Kiveger asks over here, I don't understand what Toisvis is talking about. If you tell me that the person was miskaven lashvuye gumas, then that's called a Melacha Tzricha Legufa. He has an interest in doing it. He's looking to do that act. The example of Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is like we mentioned before. Rabbi Kiveger brings that example as well. If a person does an act, but his interest is for the dirt. He wants to dig out a pit and he wants the dirt, so then he has no interest in digging a pit. So he's not looking to do the act of digging a pit. Or if a person extinguishes a flame on Shabbos, and he has no interest in making the wick better. Lasois pechum. He'd rather just extinguish the fire because he doesn't want it to be light in the house. That is something that's called melachah shein tzrich legufa, because as far as he's concerned, he doesn't care about the pechum. The thing that he was miskaven to do is the act of extinguishing the fire, but he had an interest, he had a side interest. Over here, says Reb Kveger, what was the person's side interest? You're telling me that he had kavana lashvi gumas. That sounds like he had an interest in being mashvi gumas. So how could you tell me that it's a davar miskaven, but it's melacha shein tzrich legufa? If he had intention to be mashvi gumas, that's a maisa binyan, and that means that he had a tzorich in that. What was the melacha shein tzrich legufa, although it was miskaven? So the Rishash over here answers that the person's intention was to be mashve gumois. What that means really is that there was excess dirt on one side of the room, and his main interest was getting rid of that excess dirt. So his intention was, okay, let me get rid of that excess dirt. What am I going to do with it? I'll put it over there in the places where there are indentations, where there are holes. So his interest was not to level the floor, because he didn't care whether those gumois were filled up or not. He just had no place to put the dirt, and he was putting it into those holes. The Ramban in Shabbos, Daf Tzadikeim Beis, argues on Tosfos and holds that the pshat in Reb Elezer is not because of Ashvuya Gumas. He says Ashvuya Gumas is something that you'd only be chayv if you knew vade that the person did it. Rather, he says that the pshat in the Shittas Reb Elezer is that the actual making the floor straight by sweeping the floor is in and of itself a malacha, not because you deposit the dirt into the holes that were lacking dirt. Rather, getting rid of the dirt that's here is considered a malacha. He says that's either a tolda of boine, because you're making the floor better, or it's gemar malacha, makabe patish. But the point is that the actual getting rid of the dirt that's in one place, that in and of itself is a malacha. So there's machlokes Ramban and Tosfos, what is the malacha in Shittas Reb Elezer? Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Hei, Amud Aleph, the Maschil of Reb Shimon, seems to go with the Teretz of the Ramban. And according to the Ramban's Teretz, you could answer Tosfos's kasha over here. Tosfos asks that if the whole problem, according to Reb Elezer, is Ashvuya Gumas, then what's the whole problem with the Azara? The Azara had a Ritzpah, it had a floor. So there's no inyan of Ashvuya Gumas over there at all. Tosfos gives two possible terutzim. Tosfos says that in between each Roivet in the Azara, there were Gumas, and you could be mashed for those Gumas. Another Teretz Tosfos says that since normally there's an inyan of Ashvuya Gumas, so there's an issa d'rabbanan atu in a dirt floor. In other words, it's a gzeira by a marble floor atu a dirt floor, and there are certain shvusim that they assert in the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos says, the famous Yesod over here, that there are certain shvusim that Chazal assert even in the Mikdash. However, according to the Teretz of the Ramban, you don't have to come on to this. The reason why in the Azara there is an inyan of binyan is because there is no idea of Ashvuy Gumas. It doesn't have to do with Ashvuy Gumas. The reason why there's a problem to do Mechabed in the Azara is because the actual getting rid of the dirt, even if there's a floor, is considered a Maisa of Beniyah, and it's clearing the way so that it's Meyapa the Bias, and that would be a Malacha in and of itself. Reb Ashi gives another Teretz to the Gemara's question as to who do we mean when we said Shalei Bitzoin Chachamim. The first Teretz of the Gemara was Shalei Bitzoin Reb Elezer, because Reb Elezer Shita is that Mechabed and Merabed is something that your Chayev Chatas for. Masha'enken, according to Chachamim who hold that Mechabed and Merabed is only in Isra Shvus, so there is no Isra Shvus B'Mikdash. Rav Ashi comes along and says that we could even be referring to the Chachamim Shita. The Chachamim were the ones that didn't like the fact that they were doing Mechabed and Merabed on Shabbos. And the reason for that is, says the Gemara, Reb Nosanhi. The Tanya Reb Nosanhi is Shvus Tzricha Hetiru, Shvus She'ena Tzricha Lo Hetiru. The fact that you're allowed to do a Shvus in the Beis HaMikdash is only by a Shvus that's Tzricha. So if you go like Reb Nosanhi, who says that the Isser Shvus B'Mikdash, that they were matir, is only by a Shvus HaTzricha, so then over here was not Tzricha, because the Mechaber Rabbits was not done for the purpose of the Avodah. The Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Alef Halacha Tes Zayin, says Chal Arba Oser Lias B'Shabes K'Masiyu B'Chol Kach Masiyu B'Shabes V'Roich Tzinas Azoru B'Shabes. They would wash out the Azoru B'Shabes She'ein Isra Shvus B'Mikdash Afilu B'Dover She'ein Oitzorach Avoida Isra Shvus B'Mikdash Heterhu. So the Rambam is clearly paskening with the Chachamim that argue on Rav Nosson. Not like what our Gemara says, Shalibritzen Chachamim, that Rav Ashi explains to mean that you're not allowed to do a Shvus, She'en Etzricha. Rather, the Chachamim will argue Rav Nosson hold that you're allowed to do a Shvus, even if it's Ein Etzricha, because there's a klal of Ein Shvus b'miktosh. The Tzlach asks a stira from a different Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchas Tmidim Umusafim, Perkei Alocha Yud, paskins that Afias Lechem Aponim is not doiche Shabbos and it's not doiche Yom Tov. Now to bake on Yom Tov, l'tzorich Shabbos, if Yom Tov is on Erev Shabbos, is at most only a Shavuos. So why would it be usur if it's being done in the base of Mikdash, ein Shavuos b'Mikdash? The only teretz that one can give is that it's not l'tzorich avoida now, it's only l'tzorich machar, and someone gets l'tzorich machar is not called l'tzorich avoida. So you have a steer in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam, in our case, says that there is no problem with doing hadach of the Azara, even though it's not tzorich avoida, because we pass on like the Rabbanan who argue in Rav Nosson. Masha'enkin l'gabit lechem upon him, the Rambam is telling us that it's usur. That sounds like he holds that a shvus that's not l'tzorich avoida, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov in the Beis HaMikdash. Answers the Tzlach, that l'olam, the idea of washing the Azara on Erev Pesach, even though it's being done on Shabbos, and there is an Isur Shavuos to wash the floor of the Azara, nevertheless, he says that's not Kvod Hashem, that the entire Yom Tov, the Azara should be full of dam, and it shouldn't be clean. So in essence, that is really a Tzorich Yom Tov. So therefore he says there's no stira. The Rambam paskins that as long as it's Tzorich Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it. Masha'en kein legabe afias lechem upon him, it's not l'tzorich Yom Tov, it's l'tzorich the next day. The question though is, what does Rav Nosson hold? Rav Nosson over here says that shvus tzriche tiru, shvus shein tzriche lo tiru, and the Gemara explains that to mean that Rav Nosson would not be matter you to wash the floor of the Azara. You just told me that it really is tzorich Yom Tov. Answers the Tzlach that there's a big difference between Rav Nosson and Rachamim. Rav Nosson requires tzorich avoida. Masha'enkein Racham who argue in Rav Nosson, even though they hold that you have to have a tzorich Yom Tov, but it does not have to be l'tzorich avoida. So there's a fundamental difference between Rav Nosson and the Rabbanan as to what type of shvus they were matir in the Mikdash. According to the Rabbanan, they were matir in the Mikdash any shvus ha-tzorich, as long as it's tzorich Yom Tov, and Rav Nosson holds that they were only matir a shvus l'tzorich avoida. And that's very meduyik in the Lashon of the Rambam that we mentioned before in Hilchas Korban Pesach, because the Lashon of the Rambam is that afilu b'Shabbos they were matir, she'ein iser shvus b'mikdash, afilu b'davar she'ein oid tzorich avoida. So you see that when he's coming lafuke, the shita of Rav Nosson, he has to add the words l'tzorich avoida, because of course you need something that's l'tzorich Yom Tov. But his chiddush is that you do not have an iser shvus even when it's something that's not tzorich avoida. The Gemara brings down a brisa. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kois Hoya Memale Midamata Roivis Sheim Yishafech Domishal Echemihem Nimtza Ze Machshiroi. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that they used to fill up a kois, like it says in our Mishnah, from the dam that's mixed up in on the floor of the Azara, in order to ensure that in case there was one of the karbonis that didn't have a proper zrikas adam, this one would be misakin it. Amru loy l'Rabbi Yehuda, v'haloy loy niskabel b'kli. Rashi explains, the Gemara means to say, is that that particular karbon pesach that you're trying to be machshir, didn't have a proper kabbalah b'kli. The halacha is that if the dam spills on the ritzpas azar before it has a kabbalah in a kli, then it's no good. That's called nishpach hadam from the tzav of the behema. However, if you first do a kabbalah sadam in a kli, and then the dam gets spilled from the kli, then you could pick up that dam and go be zayrik it. So the chachamim are asking that it didn't have a kabbalah if it was spilled from the tzavar of the animal. The Gemara says, how do they know that? The Gemara says, well, they mean to say shemalei niskabel b'kli. Maybe there wasn't a kabbalah b'kli. Now Rashi explains what the Gemara means to ask is that maybe that carbon that you want to be machshir didn't have a kabbalah b'kli, and therefore the zrika that you're doing now is pointless. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda answers, "Afani lo yamarti ela b'niskabel b'kli." I'm only talking about a case where the kahanim know that there was a kabbalah b'kli for that carbon that we're trying to be machshir, and later it was nishpach damai. And like the Gemara explains, the way that they knew that is because the kahanim are zrizenhein, so they made sure that something was niskabel b'kli. So Rashi is learning that the taina of shemalei niskabel b'kli is a taina about the carbon pesach that you're trying to be machshir. Rashi in Zvachim learns that the Gemara's Taina Shemul in Iskabo Bekli is Venimtza Zoirik Dam Posel. Maybe there was not a Kabbalah Bekli on the dam that you're sprinkling now on the Mizbeach, and therefore you're being Zoirik Dam Posel on the Mizbeach. And that's really the way Tosfos learns over here also. Tosfos brings Rashi, Pirish Bekunches Vloy Soil Zrika Misham De Nishbuch Mitzavar Behema. And Tosfos says, well, be Zoirik it anyway. So even if there's a chash that there's a carbon that didn't have a proper Kabbalah, and the dam went straight onto the Ritzbah from the Tzavra Behema, but you at least do a Zrika now to fix up those carbonists that possibly had a Kabbalah, and then it was Nishbach from the Kli. So therefore, Tosfos learns that the Gemara's Kasha, Shemolin, Iskabah, B'Kli, is not that maybe the carbon that you're trying to be Machsher didn't have a Kabbalah. You still would do Zrika. Rather, Shemolin, Iskabah, B'Kli, maybe the dam that you're being Zoirik now wasn't Iskabah, B'Kli, and therefore you're being Zoirik dam posel on the Mizbeach. Rashi brings this second pshat, the pshat that he explains in Zvachim as a Lishna Achrina in our Gemara. He says, Lishna Achrina, Shemolin, Iskabah, B'Kli, Kli zesh at the Shoyev mi Oritz, v'nimtzeis a Zoirik dam posel. What's interesting is that Rashi at the end, after he brings the Lishna Achrina, says, V'rishin Iker. He says that the main Lashon is the first Lashon that I said, that when we ask Shemolin, Iskabah, B'Kli, we're asking about the carbon that we're trying to be Machshir. In Zvachim, he seems to explain like the Lishna Achrina. So it seems that Rashi in Zvachim was choizer from what he wrote over here, perhaps because of Tosis's kasha. Tosis has a valid point. Why would that be a problem? Shemolai niskabo b'kli. It may be true that maybe the carbon that you're trying to be machshir didn't have a proper Kabbalah, but even so, you should still be zayrik for the chash that maybe there was a carbon that did have a Kabbalah, and then it was nishbach ala ritzbah from the kli. And therefore, the only taina of shemolai niskabo b'kli that makes sense is that maybe you're doing something wrong now by being zayrik dam posel. The Gemara answers, according to Tosfos, Afani lo yamarti ala b'niskabo b'kli. Meaning to say that we only take a kois from the place where we know that the dam was niskabo b'kli, and the kahanim are zrizim, so they knew that. Rashi, in his Lishna Achrina, brings down that pshat in the Gemara, that Afani lo yamarti l'malais ala b'makam sheyoidim shenishbecho sham damim shenizkabo b'kli. Meaning that we only told you to take from a place where you know that dam was nishbach from the kli itself, and had a proper Kabbalah in the Kli. But then Rashi asks a question. He says, well, who cares? Even if it's true that you now picked up a kois full of dam, and part of that dam was dam that you know was niskabo b'kli, but maybe it's mixed together with dam that was not niskabo b'kli, and it becomes batel. Rashi says that's not a problem, because the Gemara anyway goes and asks a similar question, that there's dam mu'uruv together with dam hatamtzis. Dam hatamtzis is not royal lizrika. And the Gemara answers that question by saying that Rabbi Yehuda is l'shitasei because he holds ein dam avatal dam. It's min b'mino, it's loy batel. So also to answer the question that we just asked, namely that even when you take a kois and you know that part of the dam was nishbach from the kli itself, so therefore it's kosher lizrika, but perhaps it's mixed together with dam that was nishbach directly from the tzavra of the animal, answers Rashi that the Gemara gives the same teretz to that question. The Gemara would answer by saying that ein dam avatal dam. So you see that Rashi considers this question to be a legitimate question. We could have asked the question that the dam that was nishbach from the tzavra of the animal should be mevatel the dam that was not nishbach from the tzavra of the animal, rather nishbach from the kli itself. Tosfos, on the other hand, when they bring the pshat, the same pshat as the Lishna Achrina in Rashi, that shemelo niskabo b'kli means maybe the dam that you're being zoyrik now didn't have a kabol b'kli, rather was spilled directly from the ritzbah. The answer to that is afanilo yamarti ela, you take from a makam where you know that the dam spilled, there was dam that spilled from the kli and had a kabola prior to being spilled. Tosfos asks the question, okay, that may be true, but what about the bittel? Maybe it's mixed together with dam that was spilled directly from the animal's tzavar. And Tosfos says, why does the Gemara only ask from dam atamtzis? Why doesn't the Gemara ask from that case itself? Tosfos says that would not be a problem. Whereas Rashi says that would be a problem and would have the same teretz the Gemara gives later, that ein dam avatal dam. Tosfos says the Gemara should have asked this question if it was really shver, and it is not willing to say like Rashi that the Gemara's teretz helps for both. So Tosfos says that's not a kasha, because even according to the Rabbanon that hold that dam is mevatal dam, but he says, oilin ein mevatlin zu ezu. You cannot have a bittel from one carbon to another carbon. So dam atamtzis, the Gemara asks the kasha, because dam tamtzis is not royal lizrika, so it doesn't have a din oila, and therefore it could be mevatel the dam that was nishbach from the kli. However, the dam that was not nishbach from the kli, rather was nishbach from the tzavar, that has a din of dam carbon and is subject to the rule of ein oilin mevatelin zezeh. And that's why you don't even need the teretz of ein dam mevatel dam. The more needed the teretz of ein dam mevatel dam only with regards to the dam hatamtzis. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether there is a legitimate question from the case of dam that was nishbach from the tzavar of the animal being mevatel dam that was nishbach from the kli, or we only have the right to ask that question from dam hatamtzis. According to Rashi, there is a legitimate question even from the dam that was nishbach from the animal's tzavar, and Tosfos holds that no, there wouldn't have been such a question because there's a rule that ain oilin mevatlin zezeh. What's the hesber in the machloikis? Why doesn't Rashi agree? Tosfos brings a gemara that holds that the oilin are not mevatl each other. So why does Rashi say that the gemara could have asked the question from there also? The teretz is the marsha over here and the Karen Oire in Zvachim both ask on Tosfos a very strong question. They say it's true that ein oilin mevatlin zezeh, but perhaps that's only true when the both oilin that are being mevatl each other are kosher and roi completely for Zrika. The dam that we're talking about, the dam that was nishbach from the tzavar of the animal onto the ritzbah, is not kosher l'zrika. So even though in theory it's dam that if it had a proper kabbalah would be royal l'zrika, but right now on a practical level you cannot be zoyriket on the mizbeach, and therefore it doesn't have the rule of ein oilin mevatlin zezeh. After all, the whole makar of Tosfos that ein oilin mevatlin zezeh, that even the rabbanon who argue under Yehuda and they hold min b'minoy is batal, but oilin are not mevatl each other, comes from the par v'sar shel yom kippurim, that when you pour one into the other, you pour the eridama par l'dama soyer, so you mix them together, it's still called v'lachim midama par umidama soyer, and that's because both of them are still royal lizrika. So Tosfos is saying a big chiddush that the din of ein oilin mevatlin zezeh is not necessarily dependent on them both being practical. Practically royal Zrika, as long as both of them have the same carbon. So Rashi is obviously going like the Karen Oyer and the Marshon, and actually the Karen Oyer brings a Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi explains the kash of the Gemara from Dam, Shalonis Gabal Bekli, is because of Bittel and not like Tosfos. In other words, that the problem of Shema Lonis Gabal Bekli is really that it should have had a Bittel. The Gemara brings a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda asks the Rabbanan, according to you, who don't hold that they used to take a kois from the Damat HaRuvus and be zorikin on the Mizbeach, so why would they poikik in a sazora? Why did they have to stop up the hole that would allow the dam to exit the azora? According to me, you understand, they needed to stop up the hole so that they could fill a kais midama taruvis. But according to you, the Chacham, who disagree, why did they have to stop up the hole? So the Gemara answers, Amruloi, they told him, Shvachu levnei Aaron, sheyelchu ad arkuvayseyan bedam. It was special that Bnei Aaron should be able to walk up until their knees in blood. Asks the Gemara of HaKachayitz, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza in between the Kayan's foot and the Ritzbis HaZor. The Gemara answers, Lachu ve'ene choytzitz. Something that's lach is not choytzitz. Kiritanya hadam v'adyoy v'acholov v'advash yiveishim choytzitzin lachem ein choytzitzin. So in our Gemara it's mavur that a davar lach is not a chatzitza. The Beis Yosef in Yeridea in Sim Kuf Tzadiches in Hilchus Chatzitza brings down the Shittas Rambam, who says that dam shenisrach bebasar afilu lach choytzitz. Dam that is stuck on to the basar of an isha who wants to go to the mikvah, even if that dam is lach, it's choytzitz. And he brings the Smag, who asks on the Rambam from our Gemara. He says, you see over here that Shvach levnei Aaron sheyochol ad arkvaseim bedam. The Gemara says that it's a chitzitza. The Gemara says lach is not a chitzitza. Our Gemara tells you lach is not a chitzitza. And the Rambam is claiming afilu lach, that dam is a chitzitza. So it's possible that there is a difference between dam hanisrach bebasar, somehow it's stuck on to the basar, so although it's lach, but it serves as a chitzitza more than the dam that we're talking about. However, we could say a different chilek. And that is based on the idea that a chitzitza can do one of two things. And we'll see that a chitzitza, what it accomplishes, legabe, the din of a kohen standing on the ritzbis hazara, is different than what the chitzitza accomplishes, legabe, in isha that's being tevelis b'mikvah. Because there are two possible functions of a chitzitza. whenever you need contact, A has to be touching B. So if there's a dover hachoitzitz in between, A is not touching B, and therefore there's a problem. And that is the type of chatzitza that is the problem when an isha goes to the mikveh. There's a din that her basar has to be touching the water, and since you have something that's being chaitzis between her basar and the water, you don't have a complete tevila. However, when dealing with the din of standing al ritzvah sa'azara, there is no halacha that the kohen's skin has to be touching the ritzvah sa'azara. Rather, there's a din in his amida. He must be standing in a certain place. He has to be standing on the ritzvah sa'azara. And certain things, when there are chaitzes between him and the azara, what they do is they say that the kohen is not standing on the ritzvah sa'azara. The makam that he's supposed to be standing on is the ritzvah, and the davar ha'chaitz, it says, you're not standing on the ritzvah, you're standing on this board, or you're standing on something that's chaitz between you and the ritzvah sa'azara. Given this distinction, we could say very simply, when the isha is teveles, since her halacha is that her skin has to be touching the water, v'rachas es besarei b'mayim is halacha in tefila, the basar has to be roichetz b'mayim, it has to be nirchetz, you have to wash the basar, the surface of the basar, in water, and therefore it has to be fully touching the water. When you have a davar lach, that is choytzitz, because the davar lach makes it that the basar is not really touching the water. However, when the kohen has to be standing on the ritzvah sa'azara, since we explain that the Torah's chatzitza over there is not to say that your skin is not touching the ritzvah, because there's no halacha that the skin has to be touching the ritzvah. Rather, there's a din amida, the kohen has to be standing in a certain place called the ritzvah, and when you have a davar ha'chaitzitz, it says that the kohen is not standing on the ritzvah, then we could say very simply, a davar lach, the Gemara over here says, is not chaitzitz. What the Gemara means is that the kohen is still standing on the ritzvah, because a davar lach is not a makam unto itself. If you had a board on top of the ritzvah, then you could say that the kohen is not really standing on the ritzvah, he's standing on the board. But the makam that a kohen is standing on, if it's on top of dam, is not a new makam. You can't say dam, a davar lach is a different makam. It's not. He's standing on the ritzvah sa'azar. There happens to be some blood being mafzik between him and the ritzvah, but it doesn't mean that he's not standing on the ritzvah. This chilik is used by the Birke Yosef to answer a kasha on another Rambam. The Mishnah Melech is medayik from the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Beis, that the Rambam says that the drying off the Kohen Gadol had to do on Yom Kippur when he came out of the mikveh was me'ikra adin, and that's because otherwise there's a chitzitza between his basar and the beged. Rav Kiveger brings down the Birke Yosef in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Chav Zayin, who asks, how could you say that the water that's on his body is choytis between his body and the Big Day Kahuna? The Gemara says, our Gemara, and Daf Samachem Abezim Psachim, that lach is not choytis. The Birke Yosef answers, there is a separate halacha. When you have a din of al besari, which is where we learn out the din of chatzitza legabe bigde kahuna, that it has to be al besari it's not. When you have a lach in between his basar and the beged, it's something you need contact. It has to be on his basar. There's something being chaitzitz. It's not called on his basar. Masha'en Kain in our Gemara, we're not talking about a din that you have to have contact between his foot and the azara. Rather, we have to know that his makam amida is on the azara. A lach doesn't make a new makam amida. Another place where we find this svara is in the Adinezer, in Yerideya, Reish Samach Vav. He says, Al pi the divrei Ramban, the Ramban says that the reason why you cannot cover a shofar, the peh of the shofar, the mouthpiece of the shofar, to cover it in gold and bitekeya, is because there's a chitzitza between his peh and the shofar. The Adinezer asks that usually there's a rule of kol le na'oisei eina chaitzitz. Anything that's used to beautify a given item is not chaitzitz. So why is there a chitzitza between his mouth and the shofar? The gold is there le na'oisei. And the Meiri actually asked this question, and because of that, he explains that the reason why you're not allowed to cover it with gold is a totally different reason, because it changes the koil of the shofar. But the Ramban does learn that it's because of Hilchas Chatzitza. And the question is, kol in oisei eina choytzitz. Says the Avnei Nezer that kol in oisei eina choytzitz is when you're dealing with the regular Chatzitza. But over here we need contact. There has to be that his lips are touching the shofar, and touching the shofar it's not. The Gemara continues and asks that if the Kehanim had dam all over the Azara, then the Begodim would get dirty. And there's a din that Hoyu Begodim Metushtashim V'Avar Avedosi Psula. If the Kehan's beged was dirtied, then his Avodah is no good. Says the Gemara, V'chi Tema D'madl L'hulamanayu, that they picked their Begodim up. V'atanya Midoi Vad Midoi K'midosoi Shlo Yechser V'lo Yoysir. It has to be to the size of the Kohen. So if he picks it up, then it's lacking in the proper size. And there's a din of the Big Dekuna that they have to be tailored to the size of the Kohen. Now this Gemara is confusing because the din of Midoi Vad is that the beged has to be tailored to the size of the Kohen. It doesn't say that if the Kohen picks his beged up so that it doesn't get dirty, then that's lacking in the size. However, the answer to this question could be found in Tosis and Zvachim and Daf Lamed Hamed Aleph, who says Vatanya Mida Kemidosai Hach Pircha. The Gemara's kashes Aliba de Manyamra Avdeit Megiz Gayis, meaning to say that there is a shaila whether when the Kohen takes a beged that's a certain size and picks it up al yidei the avnet and fastens his avnet in a way that the beged is shorter than his size, then does it make it possible? Is that a chsorin in the midoy vad, in the midah that the beged has to have? So Tosfos is assuming that the Gemara's kash over here is based on the assumption that, of course, if the Kohanim have to walk back and forth and make sure that constantly that their beged doesn't get dirtied, it doesn't make sense. They have to use their hands. So obviously what the Kohen used to do was make it higher al yidei the avnet, and lefi one man yarmi the Gemara, doing it al yidei the avnet is a chsorin in the proper size that the beged is supposed to have. However, the Sfas Emes over there in Zvachim, he says very interesting chiddush, not like Tosis. He says you could explain the Gemara's kashas even if you don't hold like the shita that the avdate makes it smaller. But because if the reason why the Kohen is picking up his beged, even if he's doing it with his hands, he's doing it in order that it shouldn't get dirty. And if he wouldn't pick it up, then his beged would become pasul. He says that would be a chsarin in the size of the beged. Even if the avnet doesn't have the koyach to make it shorter, mi'ikra din, but if the person is doing it because he doesn't want it to become pasul and worried to leave it lower than it would become pasul, al yidei the lichluch, that means that it's not really the proper size. What is the actual shear that the kohen's beged has to be? Rashi over here says, midoy v'lovish ha-kohen midoy bat k'midosei shavah la'aretz. It has to be all the way down to the floor. The Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Zayin, says that the shear was, it had to be slightly above the ankle. The Mabit over there on the Rambam, the Kiryat Sefer, says that there's no machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi is talking about before they put on the Avnet. The Avnet made it slightly higher. The Rambam is talking about the shear after you already put on the Avnet, and then it's above the ankle. According to this, you would have to say that Rashi does not agree to the Tosfos and Zvachim that we mentioned. Because according to Tosfos, the kasha of Midoy Vad is that after the Chagiris HaAvnet, it has to be the proper length. And Tosfos is saying that they used the Avnet to make it higher than the proper length. So if we're talking about after Chagiris HaAvnet, why would Rashi say that the length that it's supposed to be is all the way down to the ground? That's not the length. According to Rashi, the way the Mabit is learning, the length that it's supposed to be before Chagiris HaAvnet is all the way down to the ground. After Chagiris HaAvnet, it's like the Rambam, above the ankle. So what Rashi should say is that it's supposed to be after Chagiris HaAvnet, above the ankle. And they use the Chagiris HaAvnet to make it higher than that so that it wouldn't get dirty. So if you learn like the Sfas Emes, then we have a Terence, and you can learn like the Mabit, meaning that the Sfas Emes is saying that it has nothing to do with the Chagiris HaAvnet. So Rashi tells you what the shear, what the midah of the beged has to be before Chagiris HaAvnet, and that is all the way down to the ground. And he says, though, that over here in our Gemara, there's a problem with the size, because if they picked it up even with their hands, not through the Avnet, but if they had to pick it up through their hands in order to avoid them getting dirty, that also is considered a chsarin in the shear of the beged. The Gemara brings down the Lashon of the Mishnah, Ketzat Toilonu Mafshitin. Gemara says that Karu, they took out the Emurim, Vaitzu Es Emurav, Nosnam B'Mogis Lehaktirum. They used to put it in a kli called a Mogis, and they would be Makter on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Kivega brings down that the Girsa in the Gemara really is supposed to say Vehiktirum. So on that, the Gemara asks, Nosnam B'Mogis Vehiktirum. They were Makter it
Atuhu gufei have a makter lehu. Rashi explains that the Gemara's kasha is the czar. That's the person we were talking about. He's the one who did the hefshit, the removal of the skin of the carbon, because Rashi says that the kahanim didn't do the hefshit on kachim kalim. You don't need kahanim for that. He says even hefshit v'nituach of an oila, which is a mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah. There's no special mitzvah of hefshit. It's a practical thing when it comes to kachim kalim. Oila does need hefshit. It's a special din hefshit, but that din hefshit, Rashi says, is kosher bizar. And therefore, Rashi says, since we were talking about a czar who was doing the hefshit, then how could you say the word vektirim? It sounds like the same person that put it into the muggis would do the haktara. Who gufe have a makter lehu? How could it be that the same person that did the hefshit, the hainu was czar, was the one who was makter it? A czar is not allowed to do the haktara. It's a kohen who has to do the haktara. And that the Gemara answers, emel lehaktirin agabi mizbeach. Not vehiktirim, wasn't the same person that did the hefshit that did the haktar. Rather, they put it into a muggis in order for the haktar to take place, which was done al-yidei koyin. Rashi brings down another pshat. He says, istim afrashi otu b'muggis gufei makter lehu, meaning to say that the kasha is not that was it the czar who did the haktara, but rather did you do the haktara while it was in the muggis? You didn't do the haktara while it was still in the kli. You had to take it out of the kli. So Rashi says that that's not a good pshat, because that's a normal way to say it. You put it in the muggis in order to do the haktara, because it's normal for haktara to be referred to as being done in a kli sharis, since you brought it with the kli sharis onto the mizbeach. Tosfos actually is mekayim that girsa. Tosfos says that there's a beferish gemara in Soita by Menachis. It says that when you take the mincha, it said you put it omalo umaktira bekli sharis. Sounds like you do the haktar in a kli sharis. And the gemara asks this kasha, o bekli sharis makdele, did you do the haktar in a kli sharis? And the gemara answers, ema lehaktira, that you put it into a kli sharis in order to do the haktar, but you didn't do the haktar in a kli sharis. It could be a very simple reason why Rashi holds that the gemara in Soita is not a raya to how to learn over here. Because the lashon of the Gemara in Soita over there is malo umaktira biklisharis. It sounds like the haktara is taking place in the klisharis. Mashenkein over here, all it says is nasna bimagis viktiran. It doesn't say viktiran bimagis. So therefore Rashi says it's normal to say lashon nasna bimagis viktiran, and the reader understands that you didn't do the haktara while it was still in the magis. Mashenkein over there in Soita, the Gemara has a problem, because the Gemara sounds like it's you do the haktara in the klisharis itself. And the chiddush that we mentioned from Rashi, that hefshit is not a mitzvah by kachim kalim, it's only a mitzvah by oila, it's not so pasha. There is a mabit nekiya sefer in Perek Hey Allah Chazayin Maaser Karbonis, who says that there is a mitzvah of hefshit by all karbonis. It would seem that the shita of the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma, Daf Memtesimet Aleph, is also that hefshit by all karbonis is a mitzvah, because the Tosfos Yeshanim over there asks the kasha that we should learn out hefshit by an oila should be kosher bizar from karbon pesach that we see was kosher bizar. If oila is a mitzvah of hefshit and there's no mitzvah hefshit by kachim kalim, then there's no makom to learn out that zaris is kosher over there.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.